As we just discussed, the Miami Heat traded up in Thursday's NBA draft to obtain the rights to Shabazz Napier, the UConn point guard who was MVP of the 2014 Final Four. Napier started his basketball career at the YMCA in Roxbury, Massachusetts, surrounded by a group of older boys and mentors who called themselves the Fab Six. Napier isn't the only young athlete to leave the inner city, but as Only a Game's Karen Given reports, travelers on that road out are rarely alone.
Shabazz Napier wants you to know that he grew up in Roxbury, not the more broadly defined city of Boston. There's a pride in that, Napier has said. When you can come out of a place like that, all you can think of is hope and blessings.
He went to my high school. You know, those type of guys, those kind of leaders, gives people like David like hope. You know, like, oh, I can do this. If he did it, I could do it.
That's Andrew Angus. He's the 30-year-old sports coordinator at the Dorchester YMCA. David is David Lovett, a 19-year-old basketball player out of Dorchester, the neighborhood bordering Roxbury to the east. Colleges, private high schools, and even AAU teams don't send recruiters to Boston's inner city very often. Standing in the gym at the Y, Andrew says David hasn't gotten the attention he deserves.
You're not really going to hear his name unless you're in our community. You know, when you walk around, people will be like, oh, I know David Lovett. You know, even at the park, little kids will be like, oh, I know David Lovett. He's up here all the time.
David wears his hair in tight braids and is quick with a solid handshake and a broad, genuine smile. And yes, he spends a lot of time in this gym.
Probably more than I spend in my actual home. Like, it's hard to calculate. A lot of statistics.
Until he met Andrew, David didn't study statistics or anything else. 90% of his time was spent dreaming of a life in the NBA. College wasn't even on his radar. He says it's that way for a lot of the kids in this neighborhood.
You don't see a lot of successful people. And to be around that, you kind of, that's where your limits are. And at the Dorchester Y, they help you out by guiding you and taking your hand and showing you and pointing, like, this is where you need to be at. You don't want to be here.
And to get where he needed to go, David was told to put down the basketball and pick up the books, at least some of the time. Once he realized he could have success beyond the game, David says he had a lot of questions. And to David's amazement, Andrew knew how to respond.
The area that we live in, a ton of questions can come up. You know, just a ton. You know, how do you make it out of this? You know what I'm saying? Do I have what it takes to get out of it? So he comes with these questions, and it's like, all right, well, here's your answer.
Andrew can tell kids like David to study. He can tell them to use sports as a tool, not a destination. But the only question he can't answer is why more college coaches aren't noticing their efforts.
I keep telling everybody, Dorchester really has talent. You know, you just got to come and look for yourself. Minus all the bad stuff in the community, stuff like that, we still have great roses that blossom, you know, and if you come in the gym, you'll see that all the time.
James Worthy has heard these stories before. He's an NBA Hall of Famer who played for the LA Lakers from 1982 through 1994. During his work with the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, and his own foundation, he's met a lot of kids whose only dream is to play professional basketball.
It's sad to see, but most of them aren't going to make it. And I tell them the true stories, not all the great stories, but a lot of the bad stories. So just try to give them the scare factor that, you know, you're not going to make it. I tell kids all the time, you have a better chance of becoming an astronaut than you do an NBA player. And the stats show that it's true.
What exactly do those statistics show? Well, NASA currently employs 78 astronauts, and there are nearly 600 roster spots in the NBA and WNBA. But while interest in becoming an astronaut peaked generations ago, nearly a million teens play high school basketball. 1% of those players, just a little more than 10,000, will find a spot on a Division I college team. Every year, those players compete against others from around the world for just 60 slots in the NBA draft and 36 in the WNBA. The odds are against players like David Lovett. And talented athletes who didn't have a backup plan are a common sight in struggling communities across the country. That's why Eileen Connors was so impressed when she heard David speak at a gala for the Y. She and her husband Jack had just spent $1,000 in an auction for VIP Boston Celtics tickets.
We were very moved by him. He was a great young man. So Jack and I kind of whispered to each other and said, let's give him the Celtics package. And so we did.
David could have taken anyone to the game, but he chose his mentor, Andrew Angus. Only 6.5 miles separate Andrew and David's Dorchester neighborhood from the Connors' tree-lined street in affluent Brookline. And Jack Connors says, whether you're a well-known philanthropist or an inner-city mentor, the way to help kids find a better life is the same.
One of the quotes that I'm very familiar with is from Francis of Assisi, who lived in the 1500s, and I'm not 100% sure he said this. He said, preach the gospel at all times, even if you have to use words. So it's the example, you know, it's the way you live your life. And if you teach somebody who's a troubled child how to be a better person, then that means their family's going to have a better shot.
Oh, good job.
So while he studies at Bunker Hill Community College and tries to land a scholarship with a Division I team, David's already passing on the things he's learned. Every Saturday morning, David and Andrew coach together at the Y. David says he's on the lookout for younger players to mentor. It was part of the promise he made when Andrew took him on. And he says without Andrew, he's not sure where he'd be today.
I actually thought about that the other day. I was just laying down, had a basketball in my hand, air shooting, all that. And I was like, I wonder what would happen if I didn't know Andrew Angus. And where would I be or what would I be doing right now? How would I be so disciplined?
And were there answers to any of those questions?
Honestly, my mind went from left to right, up, down. There was no answers I could find in my head.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
The Iron Pigs are thriving over Lehigh Valley Way. The thriving hasn't got a lot to do with how they play. Some fans sit in a section called the Bacon Strip, I'm told. The smells therein delight the young and also thrill the old. They're serving sausage in the place. They've got pork races, too, which feature crisp pea bacon, diggity, and barbecue. How high upon the hog are fans in Lehigh Valley living? Your faithful correspondent knows. Her name is Karen Given. Visit onlyagame.org to see the photographic evidence of Karen's excellent adventure at the home of the Iron Pigs. It was a greasy job, but somebody had to do it, I guess.